I would tell myself to finish community college in 2 years, not six.
Being falling down drunk is not a good look.
It's fun sometimes, though. Beer pong for toddlers.
Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, stuff with Shannon. Mmm, la la la. Mmm, yeah.
Deontay?
Shannon?
I think that maybe we have to discuss something going on in my brain.
That scary?
This is not that scary, I promise you.
Okay.
But I think that lately I have chosen to focus too much of my attention on social media because then I can focus on what everybody else is doing and what everybody else is thinking and what everybody else is feeling. It's kind of become my escape from my life.
Okay.
And that's not necessarily a good thing.
Right.
But I did see a post the other day that was kind of intriguing and I thought about commenting on it, but I didn't because it was one of those answer in two words kind of things. And I don't like that.
Answer in two words?
Like, advice to your younger self in two words.
Oh, okay.
Or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I can't do that. I can't do anything in two. I'm lucky if I can answer a question in two pages. So I decided that I just wanted to talk about that in one of our podcasts.
Okay.
Advice that you would give to your younger self if you could go back and guide yourself in the right direction. Mm-hmm. What direction would that be? Now, I told you about this the other day.
Right.
So I assume that means that you came up with some advice to your younger self.
I do have a couple of things.
Okay, good. So I have a list.
Okay.
Like a pretty long list of advice that I would give myself. So do you want to start? Do you want me to start? How do you want to do this?
Let's go back and forth. You start.
Okay. My first piece of advice to younger me would be if an apartment complex offers you a spectacular leasing option right now, then when you go to sign your lease again, when it expires, your rent is probably going to go up substantially. Don't give in to the really great price right now because it's going to bite you in the butt when your lease expires. They have no reason to want to keep you as a resident because they do all these deposits and all these fees and so much of this deposit is non-refundable and blah, blah, blah. So why would they keep you after you've already paid all those deposits when they can just get rid of you and have another person pay those non-refundable deposits?
I feel like our advice is going to be very different.
Probably so. I got really specific with some of mine because there are some things that I think about or that I think back on in my life that I just can't help but ask myself, what was I thinking? Why did I do that? What was going through my head at that time that made that seem like a good idea?
Well, I have plenty of those, but I don't know if those are necessarily advice scenarios or just don't be an idiot.
Regrets. Yeah. Okay, so that's my first thing.
Okay.
Don't settle for the good price now because a year down the line, your price is going to suck.
There you go.
All right, your turn.
Okay. Mine is travel more.
Oh, yeah, ours are way different. Travel more.
Well, here's my thing. I really don't like to travel. And I think it's mostly because of the lead up to the traveling, like the planning the trip and the packing and the arrangements you have to make in order to get away. And I think that part stresses me out. Plus, I'm really kind of a homebody. Mm-hmm. So I just like to be at my house. I'm very comfortable there. But I regret not having seen more, especially now that I have kids, because you can't just up and go. I wish I had done that when I was single.
Right.
Like when I was in my 20s and like my sister, she's single, but she travels. She was traveling when she was in college. Mm-hmm. She was traveling and they were going on road trips. I also don't like to ride in the car. So I'm not really interested in taking a 10-hour road trip to Florida for spring break. I'm like, no, I'm just going to sleep in.
Yeah, I don't blame you for that. I'm right there with you.
But I do wish that someone had encouraged me or pushed me more to do that. So I'm trying really hard to do that with my kids, because even though I'm like the homebody type and I'm trying to be more of a, let's take a vacation, let's go here, even if we have to suck it up and sit in the car for
See, I'm okay with flying and I'm okay with driving. Mm-hmm. What I'm not okay with is not being in my own space. So I have a real problem with hotels.
Oh.
I'm so OCD about germs and stuff that I struggle.
Oh.
I focus most of my attention when I'm showering on not touching the shower curtain.
Oh.
I mean, I'm that person.
Yeah.
And I'm looking around to see if the housekeeping has missed any spots that are dirty or if I see a stray hair somewhere or anything. Carpet. I don't like carpet in my own home or apartment. Mm-hmm. I really don't want to have to touch carpet in a hotel room.
Yeah, I take socks for that.
So I really struggle with hotel living. Mm-hmm. And even like Airbnbs mm-hmm. or home away rentals. You know, I've had one really, really great experience with that.
Uh-huh.
I've also had one really, really not so great experience with that.
Yeah, that scares me. It sounds really good in theory, especially because I have kids.
Mm-hmm.
But then... the bad scenario scares me. And so I'd rather just suck it up and be in a hotel. Because if you're at a hotel, they can always move you to another room or you can get another hotel room.
But you're moving to a different room with the same issues as far as I go, you know? So if I could own a home in every city or rent an apartment in every city that I wanted to go to, I'd be fine. It's the hotel thing that really messes me up. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I really can't do it. Okay, my turn. Here's a serious one. I kind of tried to go back and forth with my, what, Shannon, that's so stupid, and the serious ones, okay? So I have a serious one.
Okay.
And this is one that I really wish that I had known about when I was starting out in this stupid world that we live in. But it's know your worth.
Yeah.
Period, end of story. And give the middle finger to anybody who doesn't recognize your value.
Yeah.
Because they don't deserve to have that effort from you, I guess is a good way to put it. And yeah. I so wish that I had thought that way. And I still have to, I struggle with telling myself that this is what needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish that somebody had knocked that into my head when I was younger, because I think it would have made a real difference in every part of my being.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And I think especially for girls and for women, it's really hard not to go all off on a whole big, you know, we're not seen as equals in society, blah, blah, blah. But I think it's, we're told to present ourselves in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that leads to the issues that we have with not seeing how great we are. Like I told Sydney this weekend, she's playing soccer and she shares the ball a lot instead of taking shots on the goal that she should take because she doesn't want to hog the ball.
Right.
And I
trying to
her,
be a team player.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? Don't be afraid to be great. That's kind of what I want to instill in her. Like, I mean, of course, there are all these lessons, but I think that's the big thing. Like, don't be afraid to be great. Don't let somebody keep you from being as fantastic as you can be.
Well, no, but at the same time, you need to learn to be a fantastic team player or a great team player, too.
Yeah.
And contribute to the success of the general team.
Yeah, but if every single time you're passing off the ball when you're right there and you could take the shot, take the shot.
Well, yeah, I get it. That's part of being on the team.
Yeah, but I think that that's part of it is I think we're taught to share and be nice and not cause waves and not create problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's part of what puts us in that little bubble where we don't feel our self-worth because someone's always kind of telling us it's better for you to be nice and smile and be pretty instead of standing up mm-hmm. for what you deserve.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
good way to take my advice to my younger self and make it your own. I love that. All right, your turn.
Okay. This probably goes back to the kind of one serious and one stupid.
Uh-huh.
But mine is learn to drink responsibly.
Oh, gosh, yes.
At an early age. And I don't know exactly how you teach that because you don't want to, like, encourage your kids to
beer
drink.
Beer pong for toddlers. Seriously. Or at least beer pong for teenagers. Because I think it's way better if parents would practice beer pong with their, you know, juniors and seniors in high school. Teach them to be really good beer pong players so they're not the ones that have to chug. If they can win and get the ball in the other cup, they don't have to drink.
I guess nobody ever teaches you, but being falling down drunk is not a good look.
It's fun sometimes, though.
Yeah, but if you can find that fine line where you just got a really great buzz
uh-huh.
and you can get that feeling to last throughout the night,
yeah,
That's where you want to be. That's the sweet spot.
That's hard.
I know.
Well, for most, for me, it's like one drink of beer at this point in my life.
Yeah.
I cannot drink anymore.
Yeah, I can, but I'm too tired.
I hear you.
My friends are all like, oh, I'm drinking a glass of wine. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to bed.
I've thought about becoming a wine drinker. That's been a goal of mine lately.
Oh, I love wine, but I'm too tired to drink. I love vodka. I'm too tired to drink that too.
I just don't really have a taste for it. That's the problem.
If I learned early on, you figure out what your drink is and then how much of it you can drink.
Yep.
It would have saved me a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of hangovers, a lot of money.
Oh, yes.
A lot of embarrassing situations.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I could say that. And you were with me when I was in my drinking all the time phase of life.
Yes, I
was. So you saw exactly the space that I was in when that was happening. And it was not good.
No.
There was nothing good about that.
Nope.
So you're very right. Learn how to drink responsibly.
There you go.
And I think that's kind of an oxymoron, drinking responsibly. Mm-hmm. There's really no such thing as drinking responsibly, but at least know your limits.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah. There's that. Okay, it's my turn.
Okay.
I would tell myself to finish community college in 2 years, not six. It's much cheaper that way. I don't know how I dragged out my associate's degree to the length of years that I did, but it's stupid. It is so stupid. I don't know why I didn't just say, okay, if I'm going to enroll, I'm gonna commit full on or went all the way with my decision to pursue this career thing that I've done and not even bothered with any community college.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't do one or the other, but I do know that even though community college is pretty affordable tuition wise, books and everything, it adds up.
Yeah.
And it adds up a lot if you're signing up for stuff and then dropping it and then do the same thing the next semester. So I really wish that I would have stuck with it, been persistent about it, and done what I needed to do in the time that I was supposed to do it in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, there's that.
Mine is school related. My next one is school related as well.
Okay.
I have a Spanish degree.
Yes.
I don't speak Spanish.
I know where you're going with this.
So if I had to do it all over again, I would not have majored in Spanish. But I think the advice is, I think it's stupid that we go to school for 12 years and then we're expected to immediately decide what we're going to do for the rest of our lives.
Impossible.
Yeah. So I wish I had either taken a year off and maybe traveled then, like just kind of traveled the world.
Yeah.
Or done some more kind of research, kind of those, what color is your parachute? Trying to find out what I was really good at.
Or passionate about.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I'm a really good writer.
Yeah, you are great.
And I didn't know that then. And it was one of those things, like, I did well in, you know, English and writing papers and that kind of thing. But I didn't enjoy doing that. I'm a creative writer. And had I known that, I could have channeled that into something more productive instead of spending 10 years in the finance world.
Right. With your Spanish degree.
Exactly. A Spanish degree that goes completely unused outside of helping my kids with their homework.
And, you know, I think that way of people who say that, oh, I'm going to college, I'm trying to get my RTVF degree, or, you know, something so specific. You know, what are you going to do with a radio, television, and film degree if you don't get a job in radio, television, or film?
Yeah.
And all of those jobs are seriously difficult to get.
Exactly.
You know, why box yourself in and set yourself up to, I don't want to say fail, but you're kind of setting yourself up to fail like that.
Yeah. And I think that's why, I think you have those like career advisors when you register for college. And I think we would be better served in using those classes as your minor or as elective classes, and then you major in things that can help you actually get a job and sustain a job rather than, you know, oh, I'm going to major in something so tiny and specific that you can only do one thing with that.
I mean, absolutely.
If you don't speak Spanish, you're not going to learn when you're 19 years old. You have to be immersed in, and that's any language. You have to be immersed in it in order to truly learn to speak another language. So I wish somebody had said, look, you don't speak Spanish now, you're not going to speak Spanish in 4 years.
But they didn't. And you made the best of it.
Yeah.
So good job on that.
But still, it feels like wasted time and energy.
No, I get that for sure. I have a serious one again. I don't really like the serious ones that I came up with.
Okay.
Because I don't really know how to explain them specifically. I just know the generality of it. And this one is Be the choice, not the option.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sister, I'm right there with you on that one.
Yeah, I don't think that you really understand the value of this one until you're made somebody's option. Mm-hmm. And you're just kind of there when they want you to be there. And it would save you so much anger and hostility and probably a lot of tears if you only limited yourself to be around people who choose you to be in their lives all the time. Like, mm-hmm. you deserve to be the light of somebody's eye.
Yeah.
You know, you deserve to be that one person that they look forward to talking to, you know, think about first thing in the morning and last thing at night. You deserve to be that person. Mm-hmm. Don't settle.
Yeah, that it's funny. That goes into my next one.
Oh, boy.
Learn the lesson. He's just not that into you. Specifically as women, I think we spend a lot of time chasing men. Even women who said, oh, I'd never chase a man, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you do. We all do. We've mm-hmm. all done it at some point in time. You're waiting around for somebody who's throwing you crumbs instead of dedicating themselves to you. And you don't realize this one until you're older, but somebody who wants to be with you wants to be with you.
Yeah.
So if they're only calling you twice a week or an hour before they want to go out with you, they're just not that into you. If you see that and that you're okay with that, like you're just killing time, then that's one thing. But if you're looking for a relationship and you're hanging out with somebody who's throwing you crumbs, they're not going to make that commitment to you. You get that?
I get it. And I wish that I had some witty comeback to it or something, but I don't, because it's so true.
Yeah. I mean, I spent all of my 20s, you know, hanging around waiting for this guy to, because I was going to change him or he was going to get there or he's not. If he wants to be with you, he's going to be with you. Otherwise, you're just, you know, waiting around. You're wasting time. And not that I don't really regret that, because I think that it, going through those experiences is what got me where I am now. Mm-hmm. But by the same token, I think it would have saved me a lot of heartache had I learned the lesson the first time instead of 50 times later.
Right. Right. I'm one of those people, it takes repeated mistakes for me to finally learn my lesson.
Yeah.
So I can't claim to be practicing that or anything like that, but I know that it's what I should be doing. So take my advice. I might not be practicing it, but... Anyway, my next one is don't write a song about dumping your boyfriend and perform it on the radio before you actually dump your boyfriend. Because things are not going to go well if they actually hear what you said about them. I will never forget. It was my 21st birthday and I was dating a guy and he had to go out of town for work or something. And I got so mad at him that I was still doing my song of the week on the show. And my song of the week was about how angry I was that he didn't call me at midnight on my birthday. Mm-hmm. Because if he couldn't be in the same city as me, then he should at least be thinking about me enough to call me and be the first person to wish me a happy birthday.
Right.
That didn't happen. And so I got very hostile in my song of the week. And I pretty much called him a piece of crap and said that I don't want to be with him anymore. But, which was all true. I mean, he was a piece of crap and I didn't want to be with him anymore. But... I should have gone about that in a very different way. And so when he got back into town, it was a really big blow up fight. It was not pretty. I had humiliated him allegedly on the radio,
allegedly.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I don't think it was humiliating. I mean, even thinking back now, realizing I should not have done that, mm-hmm. I don't think it was humiliating at all. It was me. You know, it was me. Come on. What do you expect? So if you ever get a song of the week bit on the radio, don't write a song about breaking up with somebody before you actually do it. That's my... advice.
That's good advice.
Okay, it's your turn. If you
thought
have
that
more.
Was going to go in a different direction, but
no.
Okay, this is, I think, my number one thing, and it's going to sound really stupid, but work out your entire life.
You are so right.
Like, don't stop. Don't let yourself get to the point where you're out of shape. You don't have to be super ripped. You don't have to be a size zero. But it's so hard to get back into a healthy routine when you let yourself get out of it.
Yep.
It's so hard to maintain. I've been doing Camp Gladiator for almost 2.5 years, and I get up at the crack of dawn, you know, Monday through Friday. I get up and I work out, and it's hard. And I've gained muscle and I've lost weight and I've, you know, more in shape than I've ever been, than I've been in years.
Yeah.
But I just think to myself, like, some mornings I'm like, man, if I had just, you know, when I got out of high school, just still went to the gym a couple of times a week or walked every day or just kept moving.
Yeah, you're very right.
How much easier would it be to continue that if you just don't stop? Because I think getting started is the hardest part.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I keep trying to find motivation to get back in the gym. And I watched the Demi Lovato thing on YouTube last week. I don't remember what it's called. Simply Complicated. Mm-hmm. And it showed her doing jujitsu and martial arts and going to the gym and stuff. And that, in that moment, I was like, yes, that's what I need to do to get myself out of this funk. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of a slippery slope because you're in such a funk that you don't have the energy to go, but you don't have the energy. It's kind of like getting how you get fat.
Yeah.
You don't have the energy to go because you haven't been going.
Right.
And, you know, you just got to make the decision to get past it and just do it already.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at.
Yeah. I mean, I really made the decision for no other. I mean, and I still hate it. I hate to work out. I hate to run. I hate all of it. But I do it because I don't want to die. That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
I want to be alive for my children. I want to be alive to meet my grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And that's why I do it.
Okay, I like that advice.
See, there you go.
So you said that was your number one. Does that mean that that's the last of your advice?
That's all I got.
Oh, crap. So, okay, I'll do my last three or four very quickly.
Okay.
I took this seriously when I was writing it, okay?
Okay.
Next, you can't choose your family. They're not always a reflection of who you are. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you're not going to like them or love them, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's true.
I wish that I had known that there was no reason to feel an obligation to people just because we shared blood.
Yeah. And that's a hard lesson to learn.
Yeah, it really is. Because you feel so guilty.
Yeah.
And they take advantage of that guilt and use it against you to try to get you to do what they want to do. And you shouldn't feel that way.
Yeah. At some point, you have to realize that you have to remove toxic people from your life, no matter who they are.
Whether Absolutely.
They're people you've known your entire life, you know, family,
whatever,
friends,
whatever.
Because those people are detrimental to you.
Yes. And unfortunately, a lot of people are born into a family of people who are detrimental to them.
Yep.
And you just have to make the decision that you're not going to do it anymore.
Yeah.
And you don't owe that to anybody.
Yeah. You can love people from afar and you can love people and not like them.
Absolutely. That's huge. Is to learn that you can love somebody and not like them at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay, my next one.
Okay.
Don't get wasted before your Girls Gone Wild edition and expect it to go well. Same with your stand-up comedy debut. I think both of those are pretty self-explanatory, so I'll move on. When you meet Jon Bon Jovi, don't ask him if you can call him Mr. Jovi. He's not going to like that. Don't tell Steve Buscemi that he's hot, but not in a Brad Pitt kind of way. Don't tell Jack Black that he could afford to lose some weight. And don't take pictures of Bruce Willis during an interview because he's going to be a jerk about it.
Yeah, that would have been beneficial to know ahead of time.
All of those things would have been very beneficial and saving me many moments of humiliation.
Here's one that you probably might have wanted to know before.
Okay, what?
When your boyfriend tells you that the dog ordered porn by chewing on the remote control, don't believe him.
See, but I still struggle with that one because I don't understand why he wouldn't have just said, this is what I did. Don't get mad at me. You had to go work at the swimming park or whatever. I ordered dirty movies. It would have been, I don't understand why he felt the need to lie if that's what happened. And how was I so stupid as to buy the dog chewed the remote and ordered the porn that way? Now that you mention that, I'm ashamed.
That is one of my all-time favorite stories.
Oh my gosh, I had completely forgotten about that. Now that I think about it, that's the guy that I dumped on the radio before I did it in person. So I guess I got mine, right?
Oh boy, that made me feel happy.
I'm gonna see if I can find that bit and listen back to it. That's pretty embarrassing.
Please do.
All right, if you have any advice you want to share with us, feel free to do it. I don't think we've mentioned our Facebook page
we
in
haven't.
Years, so it is at The Stuff Podcast, or I think you can just look up Stuff with Shannon, Shannon, and it will pop up.
You'll find us.
Yeah.
Who is more entertaining than us?
Not very many people that I know of.
That's all I'm saying.
Love you, Deontay.
Love you too, Shannon.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.